following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of June, 1973, in Calcutta, India.
So he was lecturing on his theory that life has begun by combination of certain chemicals. He has mentioned those chemicals, but in that meeting there was a member, he's my student, my disciple, he's doctor in chemistry. He has learned something about our philosophy. So he challenged that gentleman that if I give you all these chemicals, whether you can produce life. The answer was, that I cannot say. The answer was not very distinct. Actually, that is not the fact. If the scientist says that life begins from chemicals, where from the chemicals came? The next question would be. You cannot get chemicals without being supplied by somebody else. So we are presenting this theory. People are being misled. It is a great question at the present moment that the scientist says that from matter life begins. We are challenging. No. From life matter comes. That's the opposite. So we are confident because we have got our Krishna statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhakshena, under my superintendence. Mayadhakshena, Prakriti. Prakriti is matter. Jara Prakriti. We have got many confirmation from the Vedic literature. Yatova imani bhutani jayante, imani bhutani jata jayante. In the Vedanta Sutra, the same thing is confirmed. Janmadasya jataha anvayat. The Bhagavad explains, begins from this Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya jataha anvayat itaratascha artheshu avijna sarat. So we have got our sufficient background to challenge this theory that life comes from matter. No. In another place Krishna also says, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartat iti matya bhajanti imang budha bhava samannita. Budha, not the rascals and nonsense, but those who are intelligent. Budha. Bodha. Bodha means knowledge. And Buddha means one who possesses knowledge. So, those who are devotees of Krishna, they are not rascals. They are not rascals. They are Buddha. Not only Buddha, but also Bhava Samannita. Bhava Samannita means a person who has understood Krishna or who is in Krishna consciousness. He feels the presence of Krishna everywhere. Bhava Samannita. Buddha Bhava Samannita. The same thing is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Mahabhagavata, one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness, he sees everywhere Krishna. That is a fact. He does not see anything. Sthavar jangam dakhe, na dakhe tar murti. Sarvatra spuray tar ishtadev murti. A devotee is seeing a palatial building, but he does not see the palatial building. He sees Krishna. Because he knows that the ingredients of this palatial building, bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, all this earth, water, air, fire, that is Krishna's energy. From Krishna, this earth, water, air, fire, everything has come out. Janmadasya jataha, jato maimani bhutani jayante. The original source of anything, of everything, is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian, sentimental movement. It is a very scientific movement. To understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So, in the Western world, they cannot be misled by sentiments. That is not possible. Sentiment must be there, but that is after understanding. That is spiritual sentiment. That is bhava. That is another thing. Buddha bhava samanya. That's right, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also exhibited his spiritual sentiments. Where is Krishna? Yugahitam nimishena chakshusha pravishahitam sunnahitam jagasarvam govinda virahinam. This is sentiment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking one moment as 12 years. Yugahitam nimishena. Nimish means twinkling of an eye, moment. But he was thinking 12 years. And before him the gopis also, they used to condemn the creator Brahma because he created the eyelid and twinkling of the eyes, which is obstructed seeing Krishna. So sentiment must be there. But sentiment ecstasy from material point of view, sentiment, that is different. Spiritual sentiment, astrosattvic vikar. There are 8 kinds of ecstatic sentiment. That is not possible for ordinary person. When one is advanced, they are visible. That is called buddha bhava samanvita. So we have to understand this fact, that as Krishna says, we have to take knowledge from Krishna. We are all born fools and dastards. That is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavad abodha jata javanna jignasata atma tattam. Parabhava, abodha jata, jata. We are all born fools and dastards. That is a fact, you know. Therefore you are sent to school for education, because you are fools and bastards. Unfortunately, after so-called education also, we remain fools and bastards. Because we do not know, there is no educational system to understand atma-tattvam. Atma-tattva. The human life is meant for understanding atma-tattvam. Athato brahma-jigyasa. Brahma-atma, the same thing, absolute. The human life is meant for inquiring about atma, what I am. And when it comes to the understanding, aham brahmasmi, that is his perfection. Otherwise he remains a fool, rascal. So, there is no educational system to teach people that he is not this body. He is Atma, spirit soul. That is the beginning of spiritual education. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first teaches this principle, that dehi nasmin yatha dehi kumarang jaumanang jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatvam iti. Asmin dehi, dehi, there is soul, not that. That I am this body. So, the soul is moving the body, not the body is moving the soul. Similarly, Krishna is the super soul. Krishna is the super soul. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishtyabhya aham idam Krishnam ekanshena sthito jagat. Vishtyabhya, entering. Because I have entered within this material world. Vishtyabhya aham idam Krishnam. One partial representation, Paramatma. Atman Paramatma. Just like we are Atmas. We have entered this body, therefore it is moving. Similarly, the Paramatma, the Super Soul, he has entered within this material world, therefore it is moving. Just like immediately we heard some sound of the motorcycle. How it is sounding? Because the driver is there. He is pushing some button, immediately there is sound. But, but. Otherwise, the motorcycle may remain there for thousands of years. There will be no more sound. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya dhapsena prakriti suyati sacharasanam. It is Krishna who has entered this material world, and he is supervising all the actions and reactions of this material world. Therefore it is moving. Maya dhapsena prakriti. Prakriti has no power. These rascal, foolish persons, they are thinking that the prakriti is working automatically. No, that is not possible. Prakriti is jara prakriti. Jara prakriti. Without any sense. The motor car has got the wheels, the machine, everything, but it has no sense. So unless there is a sensible driver there, it cannot move. Very plain truth. Anyone can understand. But we are so foolishly educated that we do not accept this fact. We say that matter is the cause of life. We do not accept this theory that life is the cause of matter. Because they are atheistic persons. As soon as they accept that life is the cause of matter, they have to accept God. Immediately they have to accept God. So these atheistic persons, in order to avoid Krishna consciousness, in order to avoid Krishna, the Supreme Person, they push forward this theory that life is caused by matter. But that is not the fact. There are many instances. We can give many instances that life produces matter. Life, I can give you one small example. Just take for example one lemon tree. Lemon tree, it is also a living entity because there are 8,400,000 species of living entities. Jalajana Vrakhani Sthavara Lokhavinsha. Sthavara means these trees, plants, creepers. There are 2 millions of varieties. So, this ordinary lemon tree is producing so many lemon. And the lemon means citric acid. So if you take all these lemons and take their juice, so one ordinary lemon tree produces tons of citric acid. It is a small living entity. So similarly, we are also producing with our perspiration water, and the water is salty also. We have got everyone experience. Now it is the question of limited and unlimited. We are limited. We are producing a little quantity of water by perspiration, which contains salt, salty water. If I am able to produce unlimited quantity of water, salty, that is sea and ocean. That is sea and ocean. What is the sea and ocean? That is perspiration of the Supreme Personality of God. He has got such potency, unlimited. Unlimited potency. So what is the difficulty to understand? That when Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, I produce everything. The chemist, the scientist, they're beginning from chemical. But where from the chemical came? That came from Krishna. If some chemicals can't come from an insignificant lemon tree, how much chemicals can come from Krishna? Jato vahimani bhutani jayante. It is a simple common sense affair to understand that matter comes from life and the supreme life is Krishna. The supreme life is Krishna. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eko jo bahunam vidhati kaman. These are the verses of the Upanishad. Krishna or God. What is God? God means the supreme person. That's all. Just like I am person, you are also person. You may be bigger in quality, in opulence than me. And somebody else may be bigger than you. Somebody else bigger than him. So similarly, you go on searching after who is the biggest. Then you come to Krishna. Krishna is person. Simply go on searching. As we search, here is a big man. And here is a bigger man. Here is another biggest man. So go on, you go up to Brahma. Then after Brahma, Brahma is also not the ultimate. Because from Srimad Bhagavatam we understand, Tini Brahma Rida Adikavai. Adikavai, Adikavai is Brahma. Brahma is also educated by superior person. Tini Brahma Rida Adikavai Muhyanti Jasuraya. Brahma is also educated. He is not self-sufficient. He gets education from Krishna. Krishna haite chaturmukh. So in this way, if we try to find out, if we'll find out, if we are actually sincere to find out the ultimate source of everything, then you'll come to Krishna, which is confirmed by Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Maya dhakshena prakriti sute sacharam. Krishna says this, and we have to take it with intelligence, with good brain, otherwise we cannot understand. Therefore, those who are less intelligent, foolish, rascals, they cannot understand Krishna. Because they cannot understand Krishna, they do not take to Krishna. They do not surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Nama duskiti nam murha. Prabhadante Naradhama. Maya Vritagyana Asuri Bhavamasita. As soon as we see one has not surrendered to Krishna, immediately we can accept he is either a Duskritina, a Murha, a Naradham, Maya Vritagyana. Immediately. So this Krishna consciousness movement is especially interested to broadcast the news that you are searching after God. Here is God. You do not know what is the name of God. Here is the name, Krishna. You do not know what is the address of God. We say, here is Vaikuntha Goda. We can give Krishna's father's name. Everything we can give. Just like if you want to know somebody, you want to know his name, his address, his father's name, everything. So you can supply. Why you are searching? Here is God. That not only I am speaking, but all the great acharyas, they also speak. India is guided. Now we have lost our culture. But our baby culture is maintained and guided by big acharyas like Shankaracharya, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya. But we have given acharya birth. We are inventing our own ways. Nowadays, we are inventing our own ways of understanding God. Jatamatpatam. That is foolishness. No scientific knowledge can be attained by whimsical ways. No. You must accept the prescribed method. 2 + 2 = 4, always. You cannot make it 5 or 3. That is not science. Similarly, if you want to know Krishna, then as Krishna says, you have to understand. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpretation. Krishna says, I am the Supreme Person, we say, Krishna is the Supreme Person. Krishna says that He is the background of this cosmic manifestation, we present. Yes, Krishna is the cause of all material cosmic manifestation. This is our program. So, our only request is, those who are intelligent person, let them understand this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not meant for the foolish person, because foolish person cannot understand. Bahunam janmanavante jnanavan vam pravadhyate. The foolish person, after enduring many thousands of births, bahunam janmanavante, if he is actually inquisitive, jnani, chaturvidha bhajante mam sukriti na arjuna, artho arthati jnani jigyasu cha bhartati. 4 classes of man, they become inquisitive to understand Krishna or God. Artho arthati jnani jigyasu. So artho arthati, ordinary man, when one is in need of money, when one is in distress, they go to God for relief. But although they go to God with some motive, still they have been described as sukriti now. Sukriti. Pious. Background is pious. Otherwise nobody can go. And those who are duskriti now, always engaged in sinful activities, they cannot go to God. Namang duskitina mura pravadante narad. Therefore, we first of all try to make people sukritina. Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. He'll become sukritina. He'll get some pious assets. Then he'll be able to understand Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced this method. And actually, this method has been successful. Now, all over the world, we began simply chant Hare Krishna. Simply chant. So all these foreign students who have taken to Krishna consciousness very seriously, they began simply with chanting Hare Krishna. It is not difficult. Everyone can chant. What is the difficulty? Everyone can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Where is the difficulty? But they will not chant. They will not chant. They will talk so many lavish things. But as soon as you ask to chant Hare Krishna, he will be silent. That you have experienced. But still, our thankless task is to induce everyone to chant Hare Krishna. There is a cartoon picture in New York, one old man and his wife sitting together. the wife is requesting the husband, old husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband is replying, can't, can't, can't. This cartoon you have seen. So this is the, he will say three times, can't, 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 but not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That is nothing. A similar story is there in Bengal. One old mother was dying, and the sons requested the mother, mother, now you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So after requesting two, three times, mother became disgusted. Ato kotha ami bolte pari. So ato kotha bolte pari ni, she could say, not Hare Krishna. Not Hare Krishna. This is the position. We are going door to door. Please chant Hare Krishna. This is our only propaganda. But it is very difficult, we are experiencing. Although innocent children, they take part. Just now we went to some gentleman's, Kaviraj's house. We began kirtan. And small children immediately began. Naturally. Because those who are sukriti, no, because he is not, the child is not yet polluted. Therefore, immediately he could join Hare Krishna. This is the question. So our only request is, the Krishna consciousness movement is, that it doesn't require much education or intelligence or opulence. In whatever condition you are, chant Hare Krishna. Then gradually everything will be clear and you will be able to understand how Krishna is conducting. Maya dhakshena prakiti sivati sacharasanam hetu nane na konteya jagat bhi paribar. Thank you very much. Thank you.